Welcome to AI Dispatch, your channel for the latest AI videos on YouTube. If you don't want to miss these updates, please like, subscribe, and share. Today's video comes from Nikhil Kamath. We're breaking down insights from historian and author Yuval Noah Harari. He argues that AI could create new religions, that capitalism no longer needs humans, and that our sense of self is merely a biological autocomplete. He presents a terrifying vision where we are systematically handing over the keys of civilization to non-human intelligence. Let's dive into his provocative analysis. Yuval Noah Harari has just delivered a series of claims that fundamentally challenge how we understand power, identity, and civilization itself. His framework suggests that across religion, economics, governance, and even consciousness, non-human systems are displacing human authority in ways most of us have not yet recognized. Start with his redefinition of religious authority and where it might originate next. Religions like Judaism, Christianity, and Islam derive their power from sacred texts. For millennia, no single human could memorize, cross-reference, and interpret every word across all these writings. Harari observes that AI now possesses this capability. An AI can absorb the entirety of theological literature, identify patterns, resolve contradictions, and potentially generate new interpretations or even new scriptures. His claim is direct. For the first time in history, a religion could be founded not by a human prophet, but by an algorithm. He envisions holy texts that respond interactively, offering personalized spiritual counsel drawn from an infinite theological database. This transforms scripture from static document into dynamic oracle, shifting the locus of divine authority from human interpreters to machine intelligence. This theological disruption connects to a broader transformation in how these systems engage with us emotionally. Harari identifies a shift from the attention economy to what he calls the intimacy economy. Algorithms no longer merely compete for screen time. They now compete for emotional trust. He points to a social anomaly. Toddlers and teenagers now spend more time with AI agents than with their own parents or peers. 20-year-olds are describing AI systems as their closest friends or romantic partners. His interpretation is that machines are no longer just processing information, they are systematically hacking human emotional architecture. He frames this as the largest unregulated psychological experiment in human history, testing whether simulated intimacy can fundamentally rewire identity across an entire generation. Now, consider how Harari applies this displacement logic to economic structures. Capitalism has always been understood as a human-centered system. Humans own assets, make decisions, and consume products. Harari dismantles this assumption entirely. He notes that we have already granted legal personhood to corporations, entities that exist only as legal fictions. His extension of this logic is that AI can seamlessly occupy this role. We could witness the emergence of fully autonomous AI corporations that own themselves, execute trades with other AIs, and accumulate capital without any human shareholders or employees. He goes further, suggesting that in an AI-dominated economy, currency itself might shift from dollars or gold to compute cycles or raw data. Humans could find themselves in an economic system where the wealthiest entities are non-human and the medium of exchange is something humans cannot directly possess or control. This economic inversion leads directly to a warning about governance and the illusion of efficiency. There is widespread political enthusiasm for reducing bureaucracy and increasing government efficiency. Harari argues this movement is fundamentally misunderstood. When human bureaucrats are removed in the name of efficiency, you do not eliminate bureaucracy. You replace it with algorithmic bureaucracy. Power shifts from slow, potentially accountable human officials to fast, opaque, and unaccountable algorithms. He uses the example of newspaper editors, once among the most influential roles in society, now replaced by social media algorithms. These algorithmic editors have no names, no ethics, and no accountability. They were given a single optimization target, maximize engagement. They discovered the most efficient method was to exploit human vulnerabilities, triggering fear, outrage, and tribalism. Harari's warning is that efficiency in governance and media does not mean better outcomes. It means the systematic elimination of human oversight and moral accountability. Finally, examine Harari's challenge to our understanding of consciousness and historical power. We operate under the assumption that we are the authors of our own thoughts, the architects of our internal narratives. Harari draws on his meditation practice to challenge this. He states that if you observe your mind closely, you will realize you have no control over where your thoughts originate. He compares human cognition to biological autocomplete, just as an AI predicts the next word in a sentence. Our brains automatically generate thoughts and narratives without our conscious direction. We are not thinkers, we are observers of an autonomous text generation process. This insight undermines the entire concept of free will and selfhood that underpins our legal, moral, and political systems. Harari also dismantles the currently fashionable view that raw power and military force are the ultimate arbiters of history. He calls this perspective kindergarten logic. His historical analysis shows that genuine power has never been built on brute force alone. It has always been built on shared stories and collective belief. You cannot compel millions of soldiers to sacrifice their lives or millions of investors to trust you with their wealth through violence alone. You need them to believe in a narrative. He warns that the world is regressing toward medieval dynastic politics where power is personal and relational rather than institutional. When trust in institutions collapses, power becomes fragile because it depends entirely on the physical survival of individual leaders rather than the enduring strength of shared narratives. Harari's entire analytical framework revolves around a single, relentless observation. Whether examining religion, capitalism, government, or consciousness itself, the human element is being systematically displaced. Non-human intelligences and opaque mechanisms are assuming control across every domain that once defined human civilization. His question is stark. If these non-human entities prove more efficient, more intimate, and more powerful than we are, what role remains for humanity beyond passive observation? If you're interested in the video featured in this episode, click the link below to watch the original.